When you flush the toilet, it goes either to your local sewer system or into a septic system on your property. Without a sewage treatment plant, septic systems rely on having plenty of soil and space to filter out the harmful stuff. But as sea levels rise, septic systems are running out of space. GPB's Emily Jones reports on the possible repercussions on the Georgia coast.
To get to Wanda and David Scott's dock, you take a gravelly walkway that cuts through the marsh beyond their yard. Unlike their neighbors' elevated wooden walkways, it's down close to marsh level, so sometimes it floods. That can make it tough to have friends over.
Like today, I would have thought, are they going to have to wade in water to get to the dock? We knew that maybe two or three times a month before. Now it's pretty regular.
Like most people in their Whitmarsh Island neighborhood, the Scotts rely on a septic system, and the ever-encroaching tide has Wanda Scott worried.
It makes sense to me that if septic is this close to the marsh and the marsh floods at high tide more regularly now, then the outflow of all these houses is being part of the outflow.
Water from the Scott's house, toilets, showers, sinks, all goes into a septic tank. The solids stay in the tank where bacteria break them down. Scott Pippin of UGA says the still contaminated water, called effluent, flows into specially engineered pipes and soil called a drain field.
You have to maintain a certain level of separation between the septic drain field and the groundwater table so that the effluent flowing through the drain field has space to percolate through the soil and be treated by all the microbes in there.
But sea level rise will reduce the separation.
The first impact is going to be less treatment of the effluent that comes out of the septic systems. So that's going to translate into potentially pollution.
Pollution, that is, of the waterway where the Scotts and their neighbors swim and fish and go boating. There isn't water quality testing of that creek, so we don't actually know if it's polluted. Several residents are pushing to get regular testing. But 10 miles away, Mark Frischer with the Skidaway Institute of Oceanography has shown there is bacteria from human waste in the Vernon River. And
we could distinguish E. coli bacteria that came from a septic system from those that came from the sewer system.
So Frischer and his team simulated a leaky septic system. They found leaks probably end up in the waterway long before you would notice a problem at home.
And we don't see it out of sight, out of mind, right, until there's a problem.
David Scott on Whitmarsh Island says they have problems when it rains a lot.
Our drain field, which is in the backyard for our septic system, it gets saturated as well. It can't get rid of it, you know, so we back up and, you know, have to call a service to come pump the septic tank out.
Climate change promises more rainfall to back systems up, as well as higher water levels to compromise the filtration. Florida already sees regular issues with its failing septic systems. But the question is, how do you fix a problem that's out of sight, out of mind? Coastal Georgia communities and researchers are trying to find an answer before it's too late. Reporting with Mary Landers of the Savannah Morning News, I'm Emily Jones for GPB News.
This story is part of the Pulitzer Center's Connected Coastlines Reporting Initiative. For more information, go to pulitzercenter.org/connected-coastlines.